Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer again and ask Him to bless the study of His Word. Amen.
让我们一起再借着祷告来到神的面前，请他祝福早晨的话语。
Lord, we just thank you for the scriptures. We thank you for the testimony of the Word of God that you have left for us.
我们感谢你将你的话语、将你的见证留给我们。
And so, God, we open up our heart wide to receive what the Word says.
因此，早晨我们将我们的心向你敞开，愿意领受你的话语。
And Lord, we ask you that you would help us, give us ears to hear this morning everything that you want to speak to us.
早晨给我们可听的耳朵，能够听见你向我们所要说的话。
And Lord, we ask that we would be quick to respond when we hear your voice.
当我们听见你的声音，就叫我们快快的回应。
And Lord, I pray that you would help me to speak it, the scripture, the word that you have given me this morning in a right way.
早晨，主，我求你让我把我从你所领受的正确的发表出来。
In a way that can be easily understood and received into our heart.
让这些话语能够容易明白，容易被接受到人的心中。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. All right. If you would turn, thank you, sister. Turn with me to Luke 15.
我们早晨一起读路加福音第十五章。
It's a familiar passage of scripture.
这一章是我们都很熟悉的经节。
There are actually three parables in Luke 15.
在这里有三个比喻。
Does everybody have their Bible this morning? Or you can see the scripture, can't you, right there?
读中文的弟兄姊妹，你们有没有圣经？因为荧幕上是英文的。
There's three parables here. The parable of the lost coin.
在这里有三个比喻，一个是失去的钱的比喻。
The parable of the lost sheep,
一个失去的羊的比喻
and the parable of two lost sons,
还有两个失丧的儿子的比喻
Luke 15 really speaks to us about being rightly connected to the Father. Amen.
十五章特别讲到我们必须与父联合
being rightly connected to God,
让我们是与神是一个正确的关系。
This is why we come to the house of God on Sundays like today. Amen?
所以我们主日早晨都来到神的家，就是为了这个缘故，不是吗？
Amen?
阿们吗？
Amen.
Isn't that right? We come to make a connection to draw close to the heart of God.
我们主日早晨来到神的家，就是要靠近他，与他来接触联合。
If we did not come to do this, we're wasting our time.
若是你来不是这个目的的话，那你真的是徒然浪费时间。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Amen.
Oh, we desperately need to constantly be making a connection with Jesus.
我们必须持续的要与主连结。
This is what makes life worth living. Amen.
这样生命才有意义，不是吗？
The presence of God in our life.
因为神他的同在在我们的生命里。
So in Luke 15, we find the story.
所以在第十五章里面，你看到一些故事。
Of being rightly connected with God,
就是让我们跟神的关系连结是正确的。
In contrast with that connection being broken,
而它的相对来说，有那些与神的关系连结是破碎的。
Being away from God,
是远离神的。
Okay, Luke 15 verses 1 through 3. Let's read this passage.
我们一起读路加福音第十五章第一到第三节。
Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him.
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他讲道。
We're talking about the Jesus and his ministry.
这里讲到耶稣他的执事。
And the Pharisees and the scribes complained.
但是呢，法利赛人和文士却私下议论说。
Saying this man receives sinners and eats with them.
这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
Verse
3. 第三节说到。
So he spoke this parable to them saying.
耶稣就用比喻说。
All the rest of Luke 15.
剩下的十五章里面所有的内容。
Is designed by Jesus.
都是主自己设计的。
Is said by Jesus.
也是主自己说的。
To address the problem that was going on.
而就着当时所发生的问题，是针对当时所发生问题而讲的。
Here's the situation. Jesus is teaching. He's preaching.
那时候是这样的，主耶稣在那里教导。
And the worst of sinners were gladly hearing the ministry of Jesus and following, and so they could hear.
那一批罪人坐在那里倾听，所以他们能够跟随。
And the religious leaders.
但是那些宗教的领袖人们呢？
They complained.
在那里抱怨和议论。
They were not happy.
他们可不是开心的。
Because the worst sinners in the community.
因为呢，在这个社区里最糟糕的一群罪人。
Those who they did not see fit to worship God.
这些宗教领袖认为不配来敬拜神的一群人。
Were now following the ministry of Jesus.
现在呢，却是在跟随着主耶稣的执事。
That's a problem, isn't it?
对他们来说，这是一个问题。
Is that a problem?
是不是问题呢？
Would it be a problem that if in this house,
如果呢，今天在神的家，
those who God wanted to reach and touch,
神所要得着的，
started to draw close to God,
那一群人来到神的面前，
but a couple of us in the midst of the house,
但是呢，在我们在座当中，也许有一些人，
would be very angry about it,
却会因此而不高兴。
Would that be a problem?
这是不是一个问题呢?
That's what's going on in this situation.
这就是当时的一个问题。
So Jesus is going to teach them, give them some parables to address this problem.
所以针对这个问题呢，主耶稣用了几个比喻来向他们说。
Amen, are you following me this morning?
你们听懂我在说什么吗?
So the first parable, the first story that Jesus is going to teach is about the sheep and the shepherd.
所以主教导的第一个比喻就是那个羊和牧人的比喻。
Verse 4, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it?
第四节说，你们中间谁有100只羊，失去了一只，不把这99只撇在旷野，去寻找那失去的羊，直到找着呢？
And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders rejoicing.
等他找着了，就欢欢喜喜地扛在肩上。
And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost.
回到家里就请朋友邻舍来，对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。
I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than 99 just persons who need no repentance.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，就要比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
So you see Jesus,
你看到主耶稣在这里。
Is saying if a shepherd finds a lost sheep,
他说当一个牧人找到一个迷失的羊，
a sheep that he loves,
他所爱的羊，
see the sheep was once in the fold, amen?
这一只羊明显以前是在羊圈中的。
The sheep belonged to a larger family.
这只羊属于一个大的家庭。
And this one sheep wanders far from home.
但是这只羊走迷失了，流浪了。
You see the heart of Jesus?
你看到主的心是怎么对待的吗？
You see the heart of the shepherd that leaves the 99 so he can go search for the one that's lost.
我们看见那个牧者的心吗？他把99只撇下，为了寻回那一只。
Amen. Isn't this how Jesus has a heart for us?
这就是主耶稣向着你我的心。
When we wandered far away from the house of God, Jesus came seeking after us. Amen.
当我们流荡远离神的家，主耶稣他亲自来寻找我们。
And draws us close and brings us back home.
把我们靠近他，把我们带回他的家。
And when he brings us back home, how is the rest of the house supposed to respond?
他把我们带回家的时候，全家是怎么反应的？
They rejoice.
他们欢喜快乐。
See, but these people, these Pharisees, these religious leaders, they were not rejoicing as they saw the sinners, the lost sheep, come to Jesus.
但是问题是，这一群宗教的领袖，法利赛人和文士，他们看到主靠近罪人的时候，他们并不开心。
This was revealing that there was something wrong in their heart.
就表示他们的心中有一些问题。
Amen.
阿门吗？
There is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents.
在天上的欢喜，一个罪人悔改，在天上的欢喜。
Than over 99 just people that do not need to repent.
要远远大过那位99个不用悔改的义人。
Do we understand what this word repentance is?
悔改的意义是什么？
Do we?
我们知道什么叫做悔改吗？
To repent is if I am going in this direction.
悔改就是说，比如说我朝这个方向走。
If I repent, I make a 180-degree turn and I start going the opposite direction.
悔改的意思就是我做一个180度的转变，往另外一个方向去。
Amen.
阿门吗？
If I'm going running away from God.
当我远离神。
And I repent, I turn around and I start following after God.
当我远离神的时候，若是我悔改，我就转过来向着神而去。
Repentance is a change of mind.
悔改是一个心思的改变。
I change my mind about which direction I should go.
我改变我的想法，我改变我要往哪里去。
Which leads to a change of heart.
一个改变的思想会带来一个改变的心。
About the things that I have affection for, amen?
会改变我们所喜爱的事。
But ultimately, if that repentance is a thorough work,
若是这是一个彻底的工作，
it will lead to a change of action.
会带来改变的行动。
Amen, a change of action.
会改变，带来改变的行动。
If I ran after the things of the world,
以前我追求的是世上的东西。
And I change my mind and heart, I will change my actions.
若是我的心思，我的心被改变了，我就会改变我的行为。
And I will start to pursue the things of God. Amen.
就表示我会开始追求有关神的事。
This is necessary in being rightly connected to God.
这个是必须，这个改变是必须的，让我们与神有一个对的关系。
Amen.
Amen.
So now we come to our next parable, verse
8. 那然后呢，主耶稣讲到第二个比喻，第八节开始。
Or what woman,
或是一个妇人，
having 10 silver coins,
有十块钱，
if she loses one coin,
若失落了一块，
Does not light a lamp,
岂不打上灯,
sweep the house,
打扫房屋,
and search carefully until she finds it.
细细地找, 直到找着吗?
Ladies,
姊妹们,
if you had, let's see, 10 $100 bills,
如果你有十张100块钱的钞票,
and you lost one,
你掉了一张,
inside your house,
在你的屋子里掉了一张,
you would,Turn the lights on, wouldn't you?
你会把灯打开，不是吗？
Start looking around.
开始细细地找。
It wouldn't be easy to rest till you found that $100 bill that was missing.
直到你找到那个失落的100块，你恐怕是没有办法安息的。
I mean, you've been in the house, you haven't went anywhere, you know it's inside the house.
因为你没有离开过这个屋子，你知道那100块一定是还在这个屋子里。
Turn up the lights, sweep carefully.
细细地找。
Look under the bed.
看床底下有没有。
Turn all your pockets inside out, empty your purse.
把你的皮包倒干净，把所有的衣服口袋都拉出来看。
You couldn't rest till you found that thing that was very valuable that you had lost.
直到你找到你所失去有价值的东西之前，你是不能安息的。
That's what's going on in this story.
在这里，这个妇人就是这个情形。
And when she had found it,
找着了。
She calls her friends and neighbors together, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost."
她说找着了，就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失落的那块钱已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜快乐吧。
When you find something that was lost, you would expect your friends to be happy for you. Amen.
当你找到很有价值却失落的东西的时候，你岂不会告诉你的朋友，让他与你一同欢喜吗？
See, Jesus is talking about sinners here.
主耶稣在这里所讲到失落的是罪人。
The worst of sinners are starting to come to Jesus.
那些最糟糕的罪人现在慢慢来靠近主了。
That's what it tells us in verse 15:1-3.
同样就是刚才15章1到3节所说的。
But there are some people that are not happy about this.
但是当这样的事情发生的时候，有些人却不高兴。
This shows that there is something wrong inside their heart.
表示不高兴的那些人的心里有一些问题。
So Jesus tells them another parable now.
所以主耶稣呢再讲一个比喻。
He tells them a parable about two sons.
他说有一个人呢，他有两个儿子。
Oftentimes when we call this the parable of the prodigal son.
常常我们提到这个比喻的时候，我们给它一个标题叫做浪子的比喻。
That would imply that there was only one lost son.
好像这里面只有一个儿子是迷失的。
But actually, this is the story of two lost sons.
实际上呢，这个比喻是关乎两个迷失的儿子。
One of the sons, like the lost sheep, wanders far from home.
一个儿子呢，就像那个迷失的羊，已经流荡到旷野去了。
The other son,
另外一个呢，
like the lost coin,
像那个迷失去的钱一样
is lost within the home.
是在家里流失的。
Did you know there's more than one place to be lost?
你知道吗？一个人可以在不止一个地方迷失自己方向。
Some of us wandered far from the house of God, far from the family of God. We ran after the things of the world and became lost.
有的时候那些人是流失在世界的里面，流失在旷野的里面。
But we must not forget.
但是千万不要忘记。
There are some.Who stay within the house.
还有一些人呢是仍然在神的家里的。
They stay around the church all their life.
他们一生都在教会的里面。
But they too can be lost.
但是他们也有可能是在一个失丧流荡的光景里。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
So this next passage is going to show us the difference between those who are lost and those who are rightly connected to God.
在这一个这一个比喻里呢，可以让我们看到怎么样是失丧的，怎么样是与主连结的。
Verse 11,
第十一节开始。
Then he said, a certain man had two sons.
所以有一个人有两个儿子。
And the younger son, the younger of them said to his father,
小儿子对父亲说，
Give me the portion of goods that falls to me.
请你把我应得的家业分给我。
So he divided them his livelihood.
他父亲就把产业分给他们。
The younger son says, give me.
小儿子对他说，给我。
Give me what I want.
分给我我所要的。
Give me my part.
把我所当得的家业分给我。
Give me, give me, give me.
给我，给我，给我。
This is, he's concerned about himself, isn't that right?
他只关心他自己。
In verse 13,
到第十三节说到
and not many days after,
过不了几日
the young son gathered all together,
小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来
journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living.
往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费自财。
So this young man was living in his father's house.
所以这个孩子年轻人呢本来是住在父亲的家里。
The father gives him his portion of the inheritance.
神啊，父亲把他当得的产业分给他。
The next day he packs it all up and leaves home.
很快的他就把一切都收拾就离家出走了。
And he starts spending it carelessly on all the things of the world.
然后在外面就任意浪费他的产业在世界的事上。
So often this is a dilemma that is often associated with youth.
这个光景跟很多年轻人的光景很像。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
When we're young, we want things our way, my way. Give it to me now.
我们年轻的时候都说，我要按照我的意思来生活，照我的意思来做，把我的给我，现在就给我。
Let me do it my way.
让我照着我的意思来做。
I know the best way.
我知道什么是最好的。
And we're concerned about ourselves.
我们只在乎关乎我们这个人的事。
If I could describe one thing about my youth when I was not following God, I think it would, you could call it selfishness.
若是我要想一个字来描述我自己年轻的时候怎么样的一个光景，远离神的光景，我想我能用一个字就是自私。
I wanted to do what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it.
我要做我想要做的事，在我想要做的时候。
So when my mother and father told me that they were going to move to another state, I said that's fine. I'm staying here and I'm going to do things the way I want.
所以当我的父母告诉我他们要搬到另外一州的时候，我说没问题，但是我要留在这里。
I wanted a chance to pursue my way, the way I wanted.
我要有个机会来追求我所要的东西。
And so I busied myself about that, doing it my way.
所以我很忙碌的按做事情按照我的意思来追求。
In fact, I was so determined to do it my way.
当时我的意志这么坚强，这么坚决。
That I didn't even bother calling my mother for about 2 years.
差不多有两年之久的时间，我连一个电话都没有打给我的母亲。
partially because I knew she would ask me some difficult questions.
一方面是因为我知道我打电话给她，她会问我一些困难的问题。
She would ask me what I was doing.
她问我说你在做什么？
How I was living.
我活得怎么样？
Was I going to church?
我有没有去聚会？
And I didn't want to answer those questions.
我不愿意回答那些问题。
Because I wanted to do it my way.
因为我要按照我的意思过日子。
So I avoided talking to my mother as best I could.
我尽可能避开跟她有任何对话。
I about 2 years I didn't call my mother.
所以将近两年之久，我没有打电话给我的妈妈。
And now I believe I'm quite confident that broke her heart a bit.
我很确定，我那样子的行为一定严重的伤了她的心。
But I didn't care because I was being selfish.
但是我不在乎，因为我是一个自私的人。
I wanted to do it my way, when I wanted, all like I had decided to do it.
我要按照我的时间，按照我的意思做我所想要做的事。
I was going to pursue the things the way I wanted to.
我要追求这个世上的事，按照我自己的想法。
That's what kind of young man this is, a prodigal.
这个小儿子，这个浪子，就是在这个类似的光景里。
A man that runs away from home.
他远远离开他的父家。
So we find this first, this younger son, he separates the connection between him and the father.
所以在这个小儿子身上呢，他把自己与他的父亲给分开了。
He leaves home, he distances not only the physical connection,
他不仅在跟父亲的这个肉身上的关系有一个距离了，
but the heart connection.
但是呢，更重要是他的心。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
他跟父亲的心是没有连结的。
Oftentimes we are so determined to do things our own way.
很多时候我们这么强烈的要做按照我们的意思来做事情。
We allow a wall to come up between us and the Father.
我们就允许一道墙筑在父神和我们之间。
That's what I did with my mother. I allowed a wall to come up to separate us because I wanted to do it my way.
就像我对我母亲所做的一样，因为我要按照我自己的意思过日子。
But when we run away from the house of God,
但当我们从神的父家远离的时候，
it's more than just not being in a meeting.
那 不是说只是说我今天没有在聚会的里面。
It's more than just not coming to church on Sunday.
不只只是说我不再与主日去聚会了。
It's about allowing something to separate our heart from the heart and the love and the affection of the Father.
更严重的时候，事情是我们让我们跟天父之间筑起一座墙，让我们的心变得刚硬了。
Amen. When I was a boy, I went to church as long as I can remember from my earliest memory.
自从我有记忆以来，我从小就是去教会的。
The church and more specifically the prayer meeting and the altar up front.
特别我记得祷告的聚会啊，还有那个呼召
was the place that I had been taught.
我是在那些环境中被教导的。
How to meet the needs of my broken heart.
在那里我遇见了我破碎的心。
When I was lonely or afraid or scared.
当我觉得孤单害怕。
My mother had taught me to pray and to run to God.
从小的时候，我母亲就告诉我，在这样情况的时候，向神祷告。
When I did not know what to do or I needed direction,
当我觉得迷失，不知道我的方向在哪里的时候，
My mother had told me to pray and run to God.
从小，我母亲说，当你是这样的时候，你就到神面前祷告。
My mother had taught me to seek God and to read His Word.
从小我的母亲就告诉我要寻求神，要读主的话。
She had taught me to keep my heart open to God.
她告诉我要把你的心向着神打开。
But when I reached that age where I wanted to leave home,
但是当我到了一个年纪，我要离开我的家。
I not only left home,
我不仅是离开了家而已。
I closed my heart to God.
我也向神关闭了我的心。
It was some years later after I'd left the house.
几年之后，当我离开了神的家，
I realized that I was no longer hearing the voice of God speak to me.
我突然明白到一件事，就是我再也没有听到神向我说话。
I was no longer aware of the convicting work of the Holy Spirit in my heart.
我不再有感觉到圣灵在里面的感动或光照。
Even when I was not following closely after the Lord.
即使我不是仅仅在跟随主了
I was familiar with the Holy Spirit pulling on my heart.
我还是常常觉得圣灵在我里面牵动我的心
I was used to the Spirit of God reminding me.
我很习惯了让神的圣灵在里面
warning me.
或者警告我
telling me to be cautious, watch out for this.
或者里面警惕我，叫我注意这件事那件事。
He was always tugging on my heart.
他总是在我的里面牵扯我的心的。
But I suddenly reached a time where I was no longer aware of that.
但是当我流荡到了一段日子之后，我突然明白说，我再也没有感觉了。
I had allowed a wall to come up.
我筑起了一座墙。
And now that sound of the voice of God, that pulling of God on my heart, I had not sensed it for a while.
以至于神的声音或是圣灵在里面牵动的感动，再也没有感受到了。
And that made me concerned.
让我心中十分的牵挂这件事。
It was that concern.
是那样的牵挂。
That was the beginning of me starting to open my heart up back to the Lord.
让我的心慢慢的向神又重新打开。
So verse 14.
在14节说到。
And when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in the land, and he began to be in want.
既耗尽了一切所有的，又遇着那地方大饥荒，就穷苦起来。
A lot of times we don't realize that we need God until we begin to want.
很多时候呢，我们若不遇见缺乏，我们没有想到说我们需要神。
A lot of times we don't realize that we are far away from God until we start to recognize a need in our life.
许多时候因为一些需要，让我们才醒悟到我们离神很远。
So this young man, he goes and gets a job. We find that in verse 15.
在15节讲到说他去找工作的事情。
Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country, and he sent him into the fields to feed swine.
于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪。
So this young man who once had all that was in his father's house,
这个年轻人以前拥有父家中所有的丰富，
is now hungry.
现在他是非常的饥饿。
Verse 16,
第十六节讲到
And he would have gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything.
他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。
And no one gave him anything.
没有人给他任何东西。
Where the father had given him everything,
他的父给他一切的事物。
The father had loved him and cared for him.
他的父爱他，照顾他。
And now he had to run away from the father's house.
但是他从父的家中出去。
And find himself without anything.
陷入的一个情况里就是一无所有。
Before he started to realize all the father had done for him.
在这个之前，他不了解他的父为他成就的一切。
Verse 17.
第十七节说到。
But when he came to himself,
他醒悟过来。
He's starting to think rightly again.
他开始思想有一种正确的判断了。
Do you remember what repentance is?
记得悔改的意义吗
？It is a change of mind.
是一个心思的改变。
That leads to a change of heart.
而带进了新的改变。
That ultimately will lead us to a change of action or direction.
带起方向和行动的改变。
That's what's beginning to happen in this young man's mind.
在这个小儿子的身上就正发生那样的改变。
So when he came to himself,
他醒悟过来。
He said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough?" And to spare, and I perish with hunger.
就说我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？
He starts to remember what the father's house was like.
他突然想起父家是怎样的一个地方。
He had been a son in the father's house.
他是父亲的儿子。
He had everything he wanted there.
他过去什么都有。
But even the servants in the father's house,
甚至他父亲的雇工。
Even the servants in the father's house ate well.
即使我爸爸的雇工都吃得好。
Amen.
Amen.
What we see here is a change of mind, change of heart. It's going to lead this young man to a change of direction.
在这我们看到他因着他的意念的改变带进了新的改变而带来他方向的改变。
But the real change is going to be in his heart.
但是真正的改变是这个新的改变。
This heart of his is going to be changed.
这个心必须要被改变。
Verse 18.
第十八节他说道
I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
我要起来到我父亲那里去向他说父亲我得罪了天又得罪了你。
And I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like your hired servants.
从今以后我不配称为你的儿子把我当作一个雇工吧。
See, he's thinking rightly again, isn't he?
现在他的想法是正确了，不是吗？
His heart is starting to return home long before his feet ever started to go that way.
他的脚也许还没有移动，但是他的心已经回到家里了。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. His heart is starting to go back home even before he gets there.
他还没到家呢，但是他的心已经回到家里。
He recognizes that he needs to humble himself before his father.
他了解到我必须在父的面前谦卑下来。
And so he makes up a new decision that he will do the right thing. He will go back home.
所以他做了一个正确的决定，他要回家。
His heart is already going home.
还没到的时候心已经到了
the first part of verse 20
第二十节的上半
and he arose and came to his father
于是起来往他父亲那里去
have you allowed something to separate you from the father's love
你有没有让任何的人事物是站在你和天父之间
is there a distance between you and the father
在你与天父之间有没有距离
Did you make a decision someplace back there to close your heart to God?
在你人生的旅途上，有没有一个时间里面，你做了一个决定，是将你的心向着神关闭的？
You know, because you want to do it your way.
因为呢，你要拒绝他的带领，你要按照你的意思做事。
Because you had your plan.
因为你有你自己的计划。
You're going to pursue it to do it your way.
你要按照你的意思来追求。
If you want to go back home,
若是你想要回到父的家
you have to open your heart.
你必须将你的心打开来。
The second part of verse 20.
第二十节的下半。
But when he was still a great way off,
他说相离还远。
Did you realize that the Father's watching all of us? Isn't that good news?
这岂不是一个好消息吗？我们知不知道我们的天父一直在看着我们
？When I was a boy, sometimes I felt like my father was too busy to listen to me.
当我小的时候，我常觉得我爸爸太忙了，他不会注意我的。
Anybody else felt like that?
你们有没有觉得我们的父母都有没有这样的感觉？父母太忙了，没有时间注意我们。
I'd be talking and talking and talking, and my dad just didn't seem he seemed distracted.
我在那里啊，随便乱讲。我觉得我爸爸好像没有在注意。
But you know our heavenly Father is not like that.
但是我们天上的爸爸不是这样的。
We have His undivided attention.
我们有他百分之百的注意力。
Amen.
Amen.
It is a precious thing to catch the eye of God.
这是非常宝贵的。
You know when God looks into your eyes.
当神看见你的心
you know he's looking at you.
他看你的眼睛他是在注视着你
And you have his full attention.
你有他完全的注意力
This father in verse 20 here.
在这里第二十节所描述的父亲
He's looking for the son to come home.
他一直在看等着儿子回家
It says when he was still a great way off, the father saw him.
讲到说相离还远他的父亲看见了他。
I imagine that father went out on the front doorstep every day, didn't he?
我相信他是天天站在前门向远处眺望的。
He wondered, would today be the day my son returns home?
他才想，常常想，是不是今天呢，我的儿子会回来
？Would today be the day my son takes some steps to come back home?
会是今天吗？我的儿子愿意向家的方向而来
？Maybe he's already started.
也许他已经开始了回家的旅程了。
So he stood on his front doorstep and looked every direction.
站在前门的台阶上。
Looking, searching.
眺望，在那里搜寻。
looking for that little lost sheep to come home.
寻找那一只失丧的羊。
This is exactly the attitude that God has towards us.
这就是神向着我们的态度。
When we're busy doing our own thing, wandering far from His house,
当我们忙碌做自己的事，远远离开父神的家。
He's looking.
他不断地在注视我们。
He's just waiting for us to move this direction back to Him.
他耐心地等候我们改变我们的方向。
Amen.
阿们吗？
But when he's still a great way off, his father saw him.
相离还远，他的父亲看见。
What happens when he sees that he's actually coming?
当他看到他儿子正朝家中来走的时候，他的反应是什么？
And he had compassion.
他就动了慈心。
This reminds me of the gospel story that says when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. Amen.
就像在福音书其他处所记载的，他看见失丧的群众，就动了怜悯的心。
So when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion, and the gospels tell us he healed the sick.
他看见众人，就动了怜悯的心。圣经告诉我们，他就医治那些生病的。
He sees the need.
他看见这些需要
he feels that need.
他也感受到这些需要
and he ministers to that need. He reaches out and changes what's broken. Amen.
他就来服侍这些需要，改变那些破碎的心光景。
And so in this verse 20, the father sees the son coming back home.
在这里二十节讲到说，父亲看见了那个回家的儿子
and he has compassion.
他就动了慈心
compassion.
动了慈心。
He's not angry.
他不是动了怒心。
You know, he said, "Let me go find a good stick to give him a good whipping when he gets home."
他没有说让我去找一根棍子，好好的把这个孩子揍一顿。
Sometimes we have that attitude, isn't that right?
我们有的时候会有这种反应，不是吗？
But that's not what the father's saying here.
但是这个父亲不是这么说的。
He has compassion.
他动了慈心。
And ran.
就跑。
And ran.
他跑去。
Can we imagine God in this way?
我们能不能想象神就是这样吗？
Seeing us come from afar off when we're starting to come His direction.
看见我们漂流流荡很远，但是我们转回向着他而来的时候。
That He runs after us.
我们的神是跑向我们。
Is that awesome?
这不是很棒吗？
He's running.
他跑来。
And he ran and fell on his neck.
然后抱着他的颈项。
Just embraced him.
就是环抱着他。
And kissed him.
连连与他亲嘴。
These are Jesus' words.
这是主耶稣说的。
This is how Jesus describes the love of the Father.
这是主耶稣所描述天父的爱。
If we will just but begin to open our heart to Him and move back His direction,
我们只要有一点点回转向着他而去的时候。
If we'll come to our senses and head back to the Father's house,
如果我们醒悟过来，开始我们的心转向父家。
He sees that.
天父看见了。
He runs after us.
他就向我们跑来。
Embraces us.
抱着我们的景象。
Welcomes us.
欢迎我们。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad we serve a God like this, aren't you?
我真高兴我们所侍奉的神是这样一位爱的神。
So he kissed him.
所以连连与他亲嘴。
Do those seem like strange words?
这样的描述有没有很奇怪啊？
Have you allowed the Spirit of God just to flood your heart and sweep you up off your feet, embrace you?And kiss you.
你有没有让圣灵充满你，来亲，好像像成亲近你一样，将你围绕，与你连连亲嘴
？Is that make you a little awkward? Does that feel a little uncomfortable to talk that way?
我这样讲有没有让你们不太自在
？It shouldn't.
不应该有这样的感觉。
God so passionately loves us.
因为神是这样的爱着我们。
Verse 21.
21节。
And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer to be called worthy, your son, be called to be your son.
儿子说, 父亲啊, 我得罪了天, 又得罪了你, 从今以后, 我不配称为你的儿子。
See, he's not even home yet, but his heart is home.
他还没到家呢, 但是他的心已经到家了。
But the father said to the servant, bring the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet.
父亲却吩咐仆人说, 把那上好的袍子, 快拿出来给他穿, 把戒指戴在他指头上, 把鞋穿在他脚上。
I expect that if we were in this situation, we might want to sit down with the son first before we gave any more gifts.
我想如果我是那个爸爸的话, 我会说, 来, 先坐下来, 我不会给他任何礼物的。
Review the mistakes a few more times before we gave any more gifts.
我们仔细来考察一下你犯了多少的错误。
You know, well, son, I'm glad you're home, but let me explain how it has to be from this point on.
儿子啊, 我很高兴你回来了, 不过我们先来讨论一下, 从今天开始, 我们应当有一个怎样的生活情形。
But that's not what we see a picture of here.
但是我们看到的景象可不是这样。
The father is very, very excited. He's just thrilled that his son is home.
这个爸爸何等的热情, 何等的兴奋。
So he's in verse 23, and bring the fatted calf and kill it and let us eat and be merry.
23节, 并讲到说, 把那个肥牛肚牵来宰了, 我们可以吃喝快乐。
For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be merry.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的, 他们就快乐起来。
So the father and all the servants and the younger son, they began to have a party.
所以这个爸爸跟这个小儿子开始庆祝了。
They began to sing and dance and celebrate and eat the very best food.
他们又唱又跳又吃好吃的食物。
This is a celebration.
这是一个庆祝的场合。
Amen. This is how we should feel when people come back into the house of God.
所以当人回到神的父家的时候, 这是我们应该有的反应啊。
Now, verse 25.
但是呢, 25节,
this is about another son.
这是讲到另外一个儿子, 这个大儿子的情况。
The older son that had always been faithful and always stayed at home.
这个儿子呢, 一直是很忠心的, 一直是乖乖的在家里的。
Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing.
这个大儿子正在田里, 他回家, 回来离家不远, 听见作乐跳舞的声音。
So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant.
便叫过一个仆人来问, 是什么事?
And he said, your brother has come. Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.
仆人说, 你兄弟来了, 你父亲因为他无灾无病地回来, 把肥牛犊宰了。
Verse 28,
28节,
but he was angry and would not go in.
大儿子却生气, 不肯进去。
This older son that had always been faithful.
这个在家忠心服侍的大儿子,
this older son that had never wandered from home.
从来没有离开这个家,
never squandered his father's money.
从来没有浪费父亲的钱财。
On the outside, he looked like he had always done the right thing.
从外表来说, 他好像总是做对的事。
But this older son, his heart,
但是这个大儿子呢, 他的心,
was a long way from home.
是离家非常远的。
His heart is hard.
他的心是刚硬的。
And so even though his feet never left home,
即使他的脚从来没有离开这个家,
his heart is not rightly related or connected to the Father.
他的心却没有在一个正确的光景上与父亲相连。
Isn't this the message?
这里岂不是主耶稣要给我们的一个信息吗?
So you see that younger son is like the lost sheep that was restored.
这个小儿子就好像那个失丧的一只羊。
And I believe this older son is much more like the lost coin that was lost inside the house.
这个大儿子就像那个失去的那个银钱，是在屋子里，在家里。
So this older son is angry and will not go in.
所以大儿子生气不肯进去。
He's allowed a wall to come up between him and his father.
他容许一座墙在他和他父亲之间被筑起。
He has allowed a wall to come up between him and his brother.
他也筑起了一座墙，是在他跟他兄弟之间。
He cannot agree with the song that they're singing.
他不能够与他们一起欢唱。
Or their celebration.
不能与他们一起庆祝。
This is a sure way that we can know that we have a problem in our heart.
当我们是这样的光景的时候，我们知道我们真是有问题了。
If we have allowed that connection to God to be damaged.
若是我们允许我们与父之间的关系被损坏的话，
One of the evidences of that
一个很明显的证据是
is that we allow things to come between us and our brothers and sisters.
若是我们跟神之间有墙的话，我们跟弟兄姊妹之间一定也有墙。
We allow things to come between us and God.
若是我们允许有任何事物是在神与我们之间，
We find it difficult to enter into what's going on in the house of God.
那我们就很难在神的家中进行每一件事情。
We even have trouble at times to sing the song they sing during the celebrations of God.
我们甚至很难参与任何的在神家中的事物，即使是很简单的一起唱诗敬拜这样的事。
This brother is revealing that he's isolated.
这个大儿子把自己与大家分开。
He has become distant.
他与大家隔离，保持一段距离。
Therefore, his father came out and pleaded with him.
他的父亲就出来劝他。
So he answered and said to his father, Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time.
他对父亲说，我服侍你这么多年，从来没有违背过你的命。
And yet you have never gave me a young goat and that I might make merry with my friends.
你没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
But as soon as this son of yours came, who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you killed the fatted calf for him.
但是你这个儿子和娼妓吞记了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛肚。
He's angry.
他非常的愤怒。
He's jealous.
他又嫉妒。
There's a wall between him and the father. There's a wall between him and his brother.
以至于在他和父以及他兄弟之间有一座墙。
So it doesn't matter that he always stayed at home.
即使他天天在父的家中，也没有什么意义。
His heart is a long, long, long way from home.
他的心是远远的离开这个家的。
It doesn't matter that we try to do all the right stuff.
所以我们即使好像在做外面所有对的事情
showing up at the right meetings at the right time
我们参加所有的聚会
that's good
是很好的事
but if our heart
若是我们的心
if our heart is not right towards God
向着神不是对的
if our heart is angry with our brothers and sisters
若是我的心向着弟兄姊妹是存着愤怒的
It reveals that connection, that intimate connection between us and God has become broken.
就表示我们跟父之间的关系一定出了问题。
Amen.
阿门吗？
Sometimes we assure ourselves, I'm okay.
很多时候我们对自己说，哦，我的光景还不错。
I always go to the right meetings.
我总是去参加聚会的。
I never go and do those bad things.
我都没有做那些不好的事。
I'm always in the right place at the right time.
我总是在该在的地方，在该在的时候出现。
What about your heart?
但是你的心呢？
Is your heart hard?
你的心是硬的吗？
Or is your heart tender?
还是柔软的？
See, the fact that the older brother could not celebrate about his brother coming home...
这个大儿子不能够因为小儿子回来而欢喜庆祝。
It revealed that his heart had become hard.
叫显出一个情形，就是他的心已经变硬。
It revealed that his heart had become closed.
表示说他的心是关闭的。
His heart had become disconnected and distanced from God.
他的心是远离他的父的。
See the evidence that the younger son, the younger brother, had actually was coming home.
当这个小儿子回来的时候
was that his heart was tender.
这小儿子之所以会回家因为他的心柔软了
his heart was soft.
他的心变柔软了
his heart was humble.
他的心谦卑了
his heart readily admitted the mistakes that he had made.
他的心承认了他所有犯的过错
Do you see the contrast?
你看到这两个儿子的差别吗？
So the younger son had already come back home, even when he was still, before he'd even got there, because his heart had become humble and broken.
小儿子的心破碎了, 谦卑下来了, 即使他还离家很远的时候, 他的心却已经是回到家中了。
What is going on in your heart?
所以你的心在哪里呢?
Is your heart tender towards God?
你的心向着神是柔软的吗?
Is your heart tender to the voice of God?
是向着神的声音倾听的吗?
Do you respond when God speaks?
当神说话, 你有没有反应?
Are you even aware that God is pulling on your heart?
你有没有感觉到圣灵在你里面的牵扯和感动?
Am I making sense this morning, brothers and sisters?
我讲的话对你们有意义吗?
The gift of God is a tender heart.
神赐给我们的礼物是一个柔软的心。
That's how when I first came back to Jesus, I knew that God had was making things right again.
这就是我当初怎么样从流浪的情况中转回。
Just my heart began to break, and it was soft and tender and sensitive to the voice of the Spirit again.
就是从我的心被破碎，谦卑下来， 重新向神是柔软敞开的。
Verse
31,
this father speaking,
他父亲对他说,
and he said to him, Son, you are always with me.
儿啊, 你常和我同在,
and all that I have is yours.
我一切所有的都是你的。
It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found.
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
So this is the end of the parable.
这是这个比喻的最后的一句。
A lost sheep, a lost coin.
失丧的羊，失去的钱。
Two lost sons.
两个失丧的儿子。
One son wanders far from home but returns home.
一个远远的离开家却回家。
The older son never left home.
这个大儿子从来就没有离开过家。
But still, while staying home, was distanced from his father's heart.
但是却离他父亲的心十分的遥远。
While he stayed home, his heart grew cold and hard.
他虽然留在父家, 但是他的心变冷淡高硬。
I believe that the end of the story is left unwritten.
我想这个故事虽然没有写完它的结局,
to give us a word of caution, amen?
目的是让我们被警惕。
See, Jesus had come to seek and save the lost.
主耶稣来是寻找拯救失丧的人。
And those who knew God's word, the commandments of God, better than anybody, the Pharisees and the Sadducees,
那一群法利赛人和文士, 他们应该是了解神的话的人。
The highly religious,
他们是非常, 宗教的, 非常,
that had more experience about the things of God,
对于神的事应该是有经验的。
They did not understand or like the way that Jesus came.
却不了解也不喜欢主耶稣来到他们当中。
They were offended by the fact that Jesus embraced every kind of sinner.
他们对于主耶稣拥抱各样的罪人非常的不满意。
They are the older son.
他们就像那个大儿子。
Who will we throw our lot in with?
那我们呢, 要做哪一种?
Which side will we be on?
我们要站在哪一边?
I hope we all have a tender heart, amen?
盼望我们都是有一个柔软的心的人。
Maybe you're sitting out there this morning and you realize, I've allowed a wall to come up in my heart.
也许你坐在这里, 你知道你筑起了许多的墙。
I've been closing my heart.
我一直是把我的心关闭的。
I've been wanting to do things my way.
我都要照我的意思来做事。
I've been trying to separate myself from the ways of God.
我要叫自己与神的道路分开。
The Lord says, come back home.
但是神却说,
open your heart.
回家吧。
Humble yourself.
谦卑下来。
And He will run and meet you, embrace you, and help you be all that you're supposed to be. Amen.
他等待着要向你跑去拥抱你，把许多的美物赐给你。
Anybody need to come home to this morning?
今天早晨, 有没有人需要回到父面前的?
Maybe as we shared these scriptures, you realize that's me. I've been distancing my heart from God.
也许当我们分享这些比喻的时候，你认识到这就是我的光景。
If our hearts are all in a good place this morning, we will celebrate. Amen.
若是我们的心是在一个对的光景的话，我们应该是欢喜快乐。
But we don't want to lose the opportunity to see if there's anybody, you guys, that needs to come back home, that wants to open their heart to the Lord. Just stand up where you're at, and we will pray with you.
我们也需要给那些心里明白过来要转向父神、赶紧回家的人一个机会。若是这是你的情形，我们要邀请你站起来，我们可以为你祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Evan, why don't you come up here and can you play your guitar softly while I pray? We'll close.
Evan, 请你上来，轻轻地弹吉他，当我们要结束聚会的时候。
You know if God's speaking to you or not.
你是深深知道的，知道有没神有没有在对你说话。
So we just want to be sensitive to what the Lord wants to do this morning. Amen.
我们要对神敏感。
But if you've been feeling the Lord pulling on your heart this morning, say, come back home.
若是今天早晨你觉得神在牵动你的心说，孩子，回家吧。
Stop running.
就不要再跑了。
Don't harden your heart.
不要刚硬你的心。
Don't harden your heart.
不要刚硬着你的心。
Maybe you've just taken a couple of steps away from God.
也许你仅仅离开神一两步之远。
Maybe you've just taken a couple of steps from home.
也许你只离开了神的家一两步。
But you still recognize that you need to change the direction that you're going.
但是你却了解说你需要改变这个方向。
You need to change your mind.
你要改变你的心思。
You need to change the direction of your heart.
改变你心的方向。
So you can change the direction that you're walking in.
所以你可以改变你自己行走的方向。
Amen. Thank you, Lord. God, I just pray that you would just deal with us this morning, God. We thank you for the family of God. Thank you for the house of God. Thank you that you are the Father of us all, Lord. You know, your protection, your love, your grace covers us all.
主为着你的家，为着弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢你。早晨，你的爱、你的怜悯和恩惠再来遮盖我们。
And God, I just pray that we would make a good decision. All of us would open our hearts wide. That we would, God, turn towards you. That our hearts would be tender and soft.
愿我们的心都向你敞开，让我们是柔软的、谦卑的。
God, if we have taken one step in the wrong direction.
主啊，若是我们的脚步是走在错误的方向上。
Help us to turn around.
主啊，将我们转回。
Anybody need prayer this morning about this? Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate.
有没有人需要我们为你祷告，请不要犹豫。
Just stand up right where you're at and just say, will you just pray for me? We won't make a big fuss. We'll just pray over you and help you. Amen?
你就可以在你的位置上站起来，我们就很简单的为你祷告。